why suddenly there's so many who want the seat, I don't know. I think some people have a mistaken idea of the authority. You're only one vote out of five. You can't change the world. You can try to influence.
Stanley Solomons, one of Ryerson's opponents, said that this level of interest may reflect dissatisfaction with the status quo.
I think that you have a lot of very interested people in Gulfport. We have an incumbent, so you have people who feel she might not be doing a good job. And then you have people who feel like they need more representation in a different area of Gulfport.
Gulfport is a small waterfront town that is at once a sleepy retirement community and a vibrant arts hub. It is home to towering condos and colorful old Florida bungalows. Its sprawling marina sits near an ailing swath of wetlands called Clam Bayou. Resident and activist Al Davis said that this and the economy were key issues in this election year.
I think a lot of folks are interested in, at least on the surface, in the economy of the town, our declining reserve funds. I think that over the last couple of years, people have become more aware of the fact that we are a waterfront community with wetlands and a bay, and that we're at the end of the pipe for storm runoff that's had a terrible effect on our wildlife and habitat. And those are some of the issues that are up.
While environment and economy have in recent years been dominant issues in both landlocked and waterfront communities, a perennial issue unique to seaside communities is building height. Candidate Roz Barbieri said that when she knocked on many of her prospective constituents' doors, the issue came up more than once.
Surprisingly, most people are happy with Gulfport. They like it to stay that way, and so would I, actually. And one of the concerns I do have is that the commercial building height limit is 45 feet, and plus FEMA it'll come up to 55 feet. And I would like to see that change and come down to the residential height of 30 feet. I think that's imperative, because if they go through with that and somebody builds, it's going to change the whole unique atmosphere at Gulfport.
Gulfport has a population of about 12,300. And with small-town elections come small-town politics. And while on election day the candidates mingled cordially among the precincts and spoke highly of each other, there were times when campaigns got negative. Candidate David Hastings reportedly had more than 50 of his signs stolen from supporter yards. He said that for a position that doesn't pay, such a level of contention was surprising.
Well, I've never had to campaign for a volunteer position before, so this is all new to me. I was not expecting any kind of a negative campaigning by my opponent, but I guess some people have to operate like that.